Hey buds, I'm your host Sam.
And I'm your co-host Ozzy.
And this is
Kush and Crime.
Welcome back to another episode of Kush and Crime.
Hello everybody. We missed you all.
Yes, we did. Well, we had such a fun time at KushCon. We're going to talk about that more in a special episode for next week with Drow TV. And that's going to be on YouTube. That I'll be on that episode with them.
Yeah, she will be the one talking for the group. At least for now.
For now. Yeah. So catch us on their YouTube at Drow TV. And they also have Instagram and YouTube and all that.
Oh, we will
YouTube
we
like seven times.
Yeah, we will put the link on our website and also the Instagram post.
Yeah, so definitely check out Drow TV because we're going to be on that, and we're going to be on his podcast, which is called My First Time, which is not about sex things. It's about smoking.
Yep.
The first time you ever
you
got high.
Dirty people. What do you think this was?
Get your minds out of the ghetto. Okay?
Sheesh. You know, it's you people.
What do you mean, you people?
No, seriously, like it's about smoking.
Yeah, so we're going to be on that. Well, I'm going to be on that. Ozzy's not. I am.
Nobody wants to know my first time.
And we'll talk about it.
Smoking.
Not that one. Yeah, no. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that. And then he's going to come on our podcast and we're going to change things up from the murder aspect.
Yeah, I might as well just share that right here in this show.
I mean, we could do it for when we do the strain of the day after that. Yeah, so we're going to lean into the more Kush aspect of our crime for next week. We're going to talk more about that, and then we're going to talk about Mike from Drow TV's favorite strain, and then I'm going to go on My First Time, and then, yeah.
Yeah, and then maybe later down in the road, I'll probably end up in one of his other episodes as well, so.
Yeah, and then we also have to reach out to some people as well.
Bro, it's crazy the amount of emails that we got.
Yeah, and we did send out some emails, so shout out to y'all, because we're going to be shouting out one person when we drew the strain of the day today, which reminds me, I got to pull that back up.
Yes, we are. And it was also great meeting everybody. It was our first time doing this KushCon scenario.
Oh, my God. And you know what? They moved to Tampa now, so they're, like, permanently going to be over here. Nice. So we'll catch you guys at the next one.
It was literally nice meeting everybody.
Oh, my God. It was so much fun. Y'all were awesome. Y'all were all super nice. There was some not cool people there, but it's okay. Everybody else made up for it. Like, it was such a fun time. It was so positive. It was.
I mean, that's how the world is. You meet some cool people. You know, you got some bad people too.
Yeah, so it's okay. But Ozzy's dying over here.
Yep, I'm smoking.
Yeah, we're smoking. So today's strain of the day was recommended by somebody at KushCon, so we just wanted to, like, bring that with us here. So we're going to take all of our recommendations that we have and turn them into our strain of the days, and then we're going to shout out who did it.
It's just interesting how many strains people know, you know?
Yeah, like, we're currently smoking. It's not our strain of the day, but...
It's not.
We're currently smoking L'Orange crossed with White Durban, and bro, it's a sativa, but this is actually pretty good for a sativa.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's really, like, really good.
I love that sativas are more, like...
And normally I don't like sativas. I'm more of an indica person.
I love indicas. Indicas are my favorite, which is what Animal Face is in indica.
It helps me sleep.
Yeah. All right, so why don't we take it away with the strain of the day?
The strain of the day again?
Yeah.
Okay, taking it away, Ivory Man.
Okay.
Today's strain of the day is brought to you by Animal Phase, also known as Animal Phase number 10, which was also recommended by Enzo from Starseed Nursery.
Thank you, Enzo.
Thank you very much
that
for the new
strain.
That
was a great strain. I love it.
It's really good.
That. Yeah.
I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, that was a really good one.
So, Animal Face is also known, as I said, Animal Face number 10, is a rare sativa-dominant hybrid marijuana strain made from the crossings of Face Off OG and Animal Mints. It takes the piney, gassy, terpene profile and high-potent THC from Face Off OG and pairs it with the cookie-flavored smoothness of Animal Mints. Animal Face is known for giving a full body high that lets you drift into the physical atmosphere and mental bliss. bred by the famed Seed Junkie Genetics, Animal Face took first place in the 2022 Emerald Cup Awards.
Dang.
Damn, that's pretty impressive. 20% of the people says it's helped with anxiety. 12% of the people says it helps with pain. And 10% of the people says it helps with depression. It has 21% of THC and CBD 1%.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's really not that bad.
Yeah, no. It felt nice. I think, like, it was actually relaxing.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was really nice.
And once again, thank you, Enzo, from Nursery Seed.
Starseed Nursery. Yes, thank you. So, yeah, so we're going to be doing that.
Instead. Yeah, we're going to give out shout-outs to the people that recommended it.
Yeah.
Because we could be smoking it.
Yeah, we could.
Well, we are going to be smoking.
Well, actually, so we don't want to tell people about your first time smoking.
No, we do not.
So you can tell them on my first time when you're on that. Because I was just thinking about that. It's like, you should definitely go listen to that because it'll be worth it.
It's just embarrassing,
It'll be worth it, bro.
No, it's embarrassing.
It'll be worth it.
It's literally embarrassing. And she knows it. And that's why she wants me to share it.
Yes, it's really funny. But not here. You won't get it here. You'll get it on my first time whenever he does his. So stay tuned for that. We'll keep you posted.
It's very embarrassing.
He's really funny. if you really want, if you want to know what it is, you have to send us an email. cushioncrime@gmail.com, and it has to be in all caps, and it's gonna be it needs to say I want to know.
I need to know. Well, it's nice to know, want things, you know. It's just,
and I will reply,
it's just embarrassing.
It's funny.
It's embarrassing.
It's funny. So we won't talk about it here, but yeah, are you ready to get back into cases? I feel like it's been forever.
I mean, we've been busy.
People have been asking
when is the next
drop.
We're here to stay.
Oh, I have audio for you today.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, a nice little change of pace. And for you guys too, I do. I have audio to enter into this episode. So you will see what that is about. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Let's get to it.
This is one of those infuriating cases.
Like, make me mad?
They make me mad. And it's not very long.
I'm not mad.
It's going to be really short, actually. There is not that much information that I found. It's only 3 pages, and normally my cases
are like 6 or 7. But what do you mean by infuriating? Like, am I going to get pissed off at the story? Or,
you know, like how in the Kendrick Johnson case, like, I was mad because of all the
cover-ups. Yeah, the FBI cover-ups. Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of man.
All right.
Okay.
At least you warned me.
Yeah. So, Ellen was born... Oh, so this is about Ellen Rae Greenberg.
A girl?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Ozzy's with it. So Ellen was born on June 23rd of 1983 to her parents, Josh and Sandy, in New York, and she was their only child.
Okay, so she was a single child.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ellen was super sweet. Like, her family absolutely loved her. She had, like, a really close relationship with her mom. Her mom described her as, like, a ray of sunshine, like a beautiful person.
Like, she was a happy person.
Yeah, okay. She just brought happiness to everybody. Like, you know, those people that, like, are just so beautiful people, yeah. Really. Yeah. So she was like that. And she was really hardworking. So she had her master's in education. And all she wanted her whole life was to become a teacher. So she did.
I mean, that's the type of person she is, if she's always happy.
Yeah, so it takes a lot to be a teacher. Especially, she was a teacher to second graders.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah. And I don't blame y'all, like, for quitting. I don't.
Yeah.
It's some bullshit. They don't want to pay you and the amount of things that you're basically shaping America.
Yeah.
And they don't give a fuck. Anyway, that's a whole different topic.
Yeah, that's a different topic, but it is true.
Yeah. So throughout her life, it seemed that she had a really good relationship with her mother. Like, she could tell her things and she could be honest about her feelings, which is like, go you. Have a great relationship with your mom. I wish.
Yeah, that's the best feeling.
Like, that's awesome. But then at the same time, like, I feel like there's definitely things that she didn't tell her mom.
Well, of course. I mean, my mom doesn't tell me much about everything.
Yeah, and you don't tell your mom everything.
Right. So.
Yeah, but you guys still have a good relationship.
Exactly. So.
Mm-hmm. So she's a teacher. She's doing well in life. She also had a certain someone that she was dating.
Okay.
And his name was Sam Goldberg.
Sam.
Shut up. I know. That's why it's good that I'm doing her, this case. Huh? Yes, I'm dating Ellen Ray Greenberg.
You see this, guys?
She's very pretty. So Sam had proposed to Ellen, and Damn. She said yes. So she's like planning this wedding. She's working at an elementary school. She's just starting to like grow in life. She's like, I think 26 at this time.
Okay, so she's basically feeling like everything's aligning correctly.
Yeah, she's like getting it. Okay. So she's like kind of moving forward, but at the same time, she has a lot of anxiety about all of these big changes, which like I totally get it. Yeah. Like that's a lot of big life changes all at once.
Understandable.
And I do think that there's a lot more going on under it, and this is going to be more of like a conversation episode of what do you think happened, because we don't have everything, and I couldn't find much.
Really?
I found some. But it's more theories because we'll talk about it. We'll talk
so
about
it's it. Is this salt?
We'll talk about it. So she ends up calling her mom and is like, you know, I feel anxious. I feel like this is a lot of things happening at once, getting engaged, teaching, and just I feel a little overwhelmed. And her mom's like, girl, go to therapy. And she's like, okay, mom. So she goes to therapy. Like, go her. And she like starts working on herself, and she's diagnosed with anxiety, and she is prescribed Klonopin, and which is to help with anxiety, and Ambien, which typically helps people sleep, but is also a heavy medication.
Damn. Yeah. No. excuse me. I know Ambien's pretty strong.
Yeah. So.
Knocks you the fuck out.
Yeah. Exactly. But let me just remark here: she was diagnosed with major anxiety, okay? But she, in the notes for the therapist, she's not suicidal. She's got her head on straight. She's just, like, feeling anxious about all of these things.
Okay, so there was no, like, trigger warning to
everything. No, she okay. was not feeling suicidal. She was just anxious, which I can understand.
Understandable.
Right.
Big changes.
Right. So she takes those medicines, and, like, they help her with anxiety. So she's getting the treatment. She's going to therapy and whatever. And as I told you, Ellen was engaged to Sam, and Ellen's parents really, really liked Sam. And Ellen never really complained about him to them or to her therapist. So when her therapist would ask her about Sam, it's weird. It feels like I'm referring to myself in the third person.
Is this a story from you?
Yeah. When the therapist would ask Ellen about Sam, her fiance, not me, Sam, she would smile and like talk about him like in a nice way. And then her parents, like I said, liked him. So she only ever talked good about him to them as well. Keep that in mind.
Is this another, put it in your pocket.
Yeah. I hope you're wearing cargo pants today.
I hate these cases.
So
I literally hate these cases.
So Ellen and Sam were living in Philadelphia in an apartment complex called the Venice Lofts. And when I looked them up, they're actually like pretty nice apartments. Like they
apartments?
Have, yeah, they're nice. I'll show you after.
All right.
So the apartments are like maybe 4 or 5 floors, but they're nice. They have like a gym inside, and they have like a front like desk. A mansion. No, it's apartment buildings.
Oh, but like those bougie apartments.
Yeah, like nicer. Like
Boston.
Yeah, nicer apartment buildings, not like our old apartment building.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, there's a gym there and everything. And there's a front desk on site. So on January 26th of 2011, Sam decided that he was going to go to the gym in the apartment complex, and then Ellen would stay home in the apartment.
It's not some apartments don't have that gym style feel. Just like, here you go.
There's just equipment.
There's
in
just
a room.
Equipment. Go ahead and work out.
Yeah, here's some stuff in a room.
Like random clearance Walmart purchase.
Yeah. Like our old apartment.
Yeah.
But I think, it looked kind of legit. I don't know. Not like crazy legit, but.
Yeah. If I owned a gym in my house, like I would want that gym feel.
Yeah. So he goes down to the gym and Ellen stayed in the apartment. So when Sam gets back to the apartment, the door was locked, but it's not just like the bottom lock, like the latch. There's also, they had a lock that the piece of metal like folds over
one of those folding
like the
ones.
Hotel
yeah.
ones
yeah
and that was locked, so it was locked from the inside
so no one would get in.
Yeah.
Okay,
we'll talk more about that later, but
bro.
Okay, so allegedly it can only be unlocked from the inside. There's ways that you can lock that from the outside. I don't know.
I mean, I've never tried it, so
have we'll you? Talk about all of this and then you tell me what you think.
All right. Okay. I mean, sure. I mean, I've never tried it.
Yeah, no. So he starts to call Ellen, like, into the house and, like, trying to get her to respond. So she's not responding. So he's texting her. And some of the texts that he sent were, hello, open the door, what are you doing?
Like, these are basically, like,
in row, constant? In succession, maybe, like, every couple minutes.
And she hasn't replied back to it?
No, not yet.
Okay.
So first one, hello. Second one, open the door. Third one, what are you doing? This is how I'm reading them. I'm getting pissed. Hello. You better have an excuse. Hey, what the fuck? Ah.
Ah.
You have no idea. Ah. Okay. What the fuck does you have no idea mean? And why the fuck are you saying what the fuck? And why are you saying you better have an excuse?
Well, I mean, the what the fuck and hello and what was the other one?
Ah.
Ah. It's like.
I'm no, getting pissed. No,
well, they, exactly. He's getting pissed.
So, why are you getting pissed? If you came home and I was home alone and the door was locked, would you, like, start saying that I better have an excuse for the door being locked?
And I was home?
Yeah. Or I was home. No, that's pretty violent.
I mean, I wouldn't say I...
You better, you have, better an have an excuse. Like, I just don't like the way that's fucking said.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's pretty dickish.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean I better have a fucking excuse?
But at the same time, it's like, what's going on?
Right. But I, you'd I mean, be more
that's
worried.
My reaction. I'd be like, hello? What's going on?
You'd like, be like, you'd be more worried. You'd be like, babe, yeah, babe, like, if I wasn't responding, yeah, you'd, like, what's you'd going be worried. On?
Like, hello?
Yeah, but you wouldn't be mad.
No, not at all.
So this comes off as mad to me.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And then the last one saying, sorry. You have no
I
idea.
I just processed this.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And the last one saying, you have no idea.
Yeah, like more like, what are you going to do?
What yeah,
do
you mean what are you going to do?
You don't
do?
Have an idea. But, like, if this was my, you, me towards you, like, I'd be like, are you okay? Like, why aren't you?
Yeah,
opening?
You'd be more concerned. I know. I know. That's because that's who you are.
Yeah.
So, Sam calls the security guard to the apartment, and he goes back up to the apartment and tries the door again. He still can't get in, so he ends up breaking down the door with the security man there.
With the security man?
With the man there.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to play... For you, and you, Ozzy, I'm going to play you the whole 911 clip, Ozzy.
Oh, shit, really?
And for you guys at home, I'm, at home. We're at home.
At home. Oh, you could be at home.
You could be at home, wherever the hell you are.
Or at work.
So you guys, you're going to
get. Or on your bike.
You're going to get just what I thought was the away. Most important part of this 911 call. And I just want you to, in the comments of anything, just tell us how callous you think this sounds, because I think it sounds callous as fuck.
What's wait in English, please?
Oh, in Ozzy speak, it sounds like very distant and cold. Rude.
I'm
and
sorry
mean.
So distant and cold
and mean and rude mean.
All right.
Not rude, but you'll see. All right. Here you guys go. This is part of the 911 call.
I went downstairs to go work out. I came back up. The door was latched. My fiance's inside. She wasn't answering. So after about a half hour, I decided to break it down. I see her now, just on the floor, with blood. Like she's not responding.
Okay, is she breathing? Look at her chest. I need you to calm down, and I need you to look at her chest. It's really.
I really don't think she is.
Listen to me. Someone's on the way. Look at her chest. Is she flat on her back?
She's on her back. Do
okay,
I bring her?
Look at her chest and tell me if it's going up and down, up and down.
I don't see her moving.
Okay. Do you know how to do CPR?
I don't.
Okay. I can tell you what to do. Okay. Until they get there, I want you to keep her.
Oh God.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. Okay.
Are you willing to do CPR with me over the phone until they get there?
I have to, right?
Okay. What are your takeaways there?
First of all, it's horrible, but like, I feel like the dispatcher already knew that he did it. Cause I mean, to be honest with you, there was no reaction about with her either. Like,
okay, so they didn't hear the whole thing. So they heard up to. Do I have to?
Yeah.
Or I don't have, that's, I have that's, to, don't that, I? Or that, whatever, however
that's right,
he said it.
That right there, like, I'm not going to lie to you. Do I have to? Like,
I didn't
bro,
like that.
This is your wife.
Soon to be wife.
A soon to be wife. Like, what do you mean you do you have to? Like, if you really loved her, like,
You would just
You would just do it. No questions asked. You don't have to be told.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay, so you took away what I took away from that one part. That's yeah, what we played like, for you guys. And
the fact that he said, do I have to, like... It's right. Already... You know what? This...
Yeah.
This. Okay. I'm already pissed off.
Okay. And then...
I'm already pissed off.
So what I didn't play for you guys, but what I played for Ozzy was basically he goes to do CPR, or he's after he says, do I have to, don't I, or whatever, and he goes to do it,
but like what I'm saying, that even the operator, she's like, oh my god,
they didn't hear that part. I have to tell
them. okay
get ahead. So he basically goes to do CPR, and then he unzips her sweater and is like, oh my god, she stabbed herself, there's a knife sticking out of her heart. And she's like, oh, she stabbed herself?
Yeah, that's
what Ozzy's talking
about. Yeah, that right there. Like, the operator was like, the dispatcher was like, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't say.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, bro, it's common sense. Like, if you're doing CPR, and supposedly there's a knife.
You don't do
CPR with the knife there. And on top of that, you would have said something because you were supposedly trying to do CPR on her.
Yeah. So,
Man, there's a knife. Like, should I still perform CPR?
Not even only that, but if she stabbed herself, why would she? I don't know.
I mean, it could have folded up or maybe onto sides.
But yeah, so I feel like the point is no real emotion there.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
But then again, like, we can't say for sure because obviously we weren't there, but based on my feelings, I don't know. I don't know about that. And you waited to have the security guard in front of you to break down the door.
Yeah.
So you'd have a witness. And then you're sending those texts, like, basically threatening her. Like, I don't know. Those kind of things don't sound good.
Yeah. I'm just...
And I can't say for sure that he's guilty because he hasn't been charged of anything or committed of anything. Yeah, we'll get a little bit further there.
No shit.
Yeah. So I'll put the full... so you guys can hear the whole thing and kind of tell me what you think, because Ozzy is clearly seeing what I see.
Well, I'm already getting mad.
I told you.
Like, this, yeah.
I told you.
And if I was a cop, I'd be like, what do you mean you're doing CPR and you didn't see the knife sticking out of her?
Yeah, or you were gonna, because he didn't touch her.
Right.
That means he hadn't touched her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you're dumb for that. You just sold yourself out.
Mm-hmm. So... Like I just said, it sounds like it was fake. And again, you can listen to it.
Oh, yeah, very fake.
Let me know. But now in the house, there are no signs of forced entry. There was nothing missing. And it seemed like Ellen really didn't have many defensive wounds. But we will get into her wounds in just a moment. So the police finally arrive and they question Sam and take him out of the apartment. And they tell him, like, he tells them the same thing. That you heard on the 911 call, that he was at the gym. By the time he got back, the door was locked, and then he brought it and then he broke it down and found Ellen on the floor.
Tongue twister.
Yeah. And police at the time were kind of like, uh-huh, but he did have the security guard with him, and they were kind of like, how could this have happened if the door could only be locked from the inside? And then clearly, like, with him saying, oh, she stabbed herself,
right?
But let's talk about the wounds now, because she did not fucking stab herself. It is definitely not possible. She had 20 stab wounds.
20?
20. And I know I was saving a Dance Gavin Dance song for whenever we did multiple stab wounds.
Multiple stab wounds.
I just didn't want to do it on this one. Because it's multiple stab wounds, yeah. But no, not multiple stab wounds. I mean, but yeah. Multiple stab wounds. It's not funny. The stab wounds are not funny. It's just I'm stupid. I'm sorry. So she had 20 stab wounds, 8 to her chest, 1 to her abdomen, 1 to her scalp, and 10 to her neck. Most of which, the angle of entry would have been impossible.
Damn, 8 stab wounds to the neck?
Yeah, and not to mention the fact of, like, how many times... Mind you, this is a steak knife.
She was probably already dead after the fucking chest.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that she was already dead, because guess what? They, when studying the wounds, some of the wounds were not bleeding.
Right, because she was already dead.
Yep. And not to mention the angles, physically impossible for her to stab herself that way.
Yeah.
And you guys can all find this, all the court documents, and there's multiple diagrams and everything. And also, one of the stabs broke her spinal cord, which would have made sense as to why she couldn't have fought back or didn't stab herself.
Probably paralyzed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, like we talked about.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. But one other thing that I do want to mention is that there are bruises on her body and various degrees of healing bruises.
Oh, shit.
Now, let's think about this. And the most logical suspect would be Sam. Threatening messages, bruises healing over time. He's perfect. He's great. Not one mention of something bad.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think he did it.
It feels very domestic abuse-y, in my opinion.
Right.
And, like, I feel like she was definitely hiding something.
Right.
But probably didn't want to say anything. But definitely not suicidal. Definitely did not kill herself. There's no fucking way. But guess what? Police are saying that it was a suicide. And
there's no way, though.
But they don't care. It's a suicide. And you know what? What happens with a suicide? It doesn't get investigated. Because it's a suicide.
Really?
Yep.
Did not know that.
So, that's why. Would Sam be a good suspect? Yes. But I can't say for sure that he's guilty. He's never been charged.
That's fucking crazy if that's mm-hmm. legit, though.
But Ellen's parents don't think it was Sam.
Who else would it be?
I don't know. I think it. I don't know if their opinion has changed over the years, but I know at first they didn't think it was. So what they've been doing over the last 10 years is fighting to get Ellen's case labeled a homicide so it can at least be investigated and looked into and seen if...
They still haven't done it?
No.
Oh, shit.
So they just got it to be able to move to a different district because a district attorney would not change it over from a suicide to a homicide. So they just moved it to a different district, and now they're finally getting some traction. I think the case is going to get, like, reopened as a homicide. Because there's no way. She didn't kill herself. The wounds were physically impossible to do. And, like, all of the things alone, like, granted, I'm sure there was a way to get in there. And y'all heard the 911 call, part of it at least, so.
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely no emotions from him.
It didn't feel like it, but no. I'll let you guys be the judge. I will. We're going to put the whole thing on our website, www.cushyprime.com. That's for OnlyFans.
We do not have one.
We do not have one. Still, that ongoing joke.
We got toe beans, though.
We do have the toe beans. Like I said, they're still trying to get it moved, and there was a change.org thing. For them, and I'll see if I can find that. If it's still active, I'm not sure if it is, but I'll check it and see what's going on with that and get it over to you guys. That's some
shit, though. Like, I never knew that they would do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So they just, like, they're like, meh, suicide. They try to do the same thing with Kendrick Johnson.
Yeah, I mean.
He climbed in there and died and suffocated while he wouldn't even fit in there.
Yeah, nobody really cared.
He would not have even fit in that mat.
Right.
So. Yeah, it's a really quick episode.
It's just mind-boggling how these people get away with it.
Yeah, it really is. But I don't know. So, if you liked today's episode and you want to hear more of us, yeah, what did you think?
I want more. Like,
nothing.
Really?
There's nothing.
Nothing at all?
Nope.
Damn, that sucks. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then.
Ozzy's very disappointed.
I am.
I had him hooked, and then he was like, but that's it?
I'm going to cry. I bet you guys feel like that, too.
I'm sure. I'm sorry, guys. I couldn't find that much information on this case, but I felt like it was important because there was some recent movement.
Yeah, movement.
That's what I meant to say. Any other thoughts?
No, that's other than that I want more, but I can't have any more.
No, you cannot. So if you want more of us and you haven't listened to all of our episodes, you could definitely go do that. Oh, yeah. Happy 1 year anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Hello, everybody. To the Kush Gang.
1 year. 1 year. 1 year.
And we also got a couple new followers. So welcome to the Kush Gang, everyone.
Kush Gang. Kush Gang. Kush Gang. Unite.
Assemble.
Assemble. Okay, well, you can find all of the audio for the 911 call and probably some pictures on our website at
cushioncrime.com.
And you can also follow us on all of the social medias at
Cushion Crime.
And yeah, if you like today's episode and you think that Ozzy should tell us his high story, make sure to send us an email at
cushioncrime@gmail.com. Well, as I'm giving her the death look.
Well, if you guys know what happened, I mean, the husband did it, so.
Nope.
All right. Nope. Well, we hope
this husband's innocent.
Yep. Sure. Well, stay lifted, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.